other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, April 6, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. And joining us in the second hour will be Paul Joseph Watson talking about the amazing breaking story. Again, we've had many times where the media has been caught in really huge lies. We saw that happen with the NBC anchor. Now we're seeing this happening with the Rolling Stones about rape at the university. So we're going to break that down in the second hour and talk about that. But of course, really breathing down all of our necks is the police state. Nothing we do seems to have any effect in terms of what we look at. And we're going to look at what happened in Kenya in light of that, as well as another example of Christian persecution and the media's silence on that. We have an article on Infowars.com. The post, Pope spoke out an Easter message, said that the world is complicit in silence on what happened in Kenya. Because quite obviously that was strictly religiously based. That was Islamist terrorists that were attacking Christian students, specifically looking for Christian students. So we're going to talk about that. And you need to understand, as I noted on here, you're not going to get any sympathy or protection from the government or from the press or from the world. You need to be able to protect yourself, especially if you're a hated minority. And of course, Christians have become a hated minority throughout the world. We're seeing more and more of that. So you need to be able to protect yourself, and nothing illustrates that better than what happened in Kenya. So we're going to talk about that. Why did this go on for 7 hours before the government got any troops there? Is the answer to have even more police, more troops? I don't think so. Having more men with guns ruling over you does not make you any more free, doesn't make you any more secure. We haven't learned that lesson in America. Maybe from a distance we can get some insights into this if we look at the Kenya situation as well. Of course, there's an election coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about that. That's in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is facing a runoff. Everybody was pretty surprised that he was going to be facing a runoff. This is a Cook County commissioner, Jesus Chuy Garcia, is giving him a run for his money. And guess what? One of the key issues is there. Red light cameras. Now, that may sound like something that's kind of a side issue, but as one of the persons who's very angry about this, hopping mad about this, he's gotten more than, this one individual says he's gotten more than $1,000 in red light camera tickets in Chicago. In Chicago, it's used more heavily than anywhere else in the country, but of course, it's Chicago, and of course, it's policing for profit. And whenever you've got either one of those two things, you've also got corruption. And that's also a part of the story there. We have a story that's also breaking on Infowars.com. Bloody nanny state. School bans running on the playground. How many ways are they going to come after us and our children to make sure that we lock them in the house and never let them get outside? Playing outside, playing in a playground, walking home from just a short distance. I mean, come on. I grew up not that long ago, and I was able to play outside all that. We used to have people that had large bells to call their kids home in the suburbs because it was dinner time. Otherwise, the kids would be out playing freely. But of course, we can't have that today. We have to be so afraid of everything. And the government uses that fear to ratchet down the police state. As I said, we're going to talk about the amazing death toll, not only in Kenya, but in America. We've had 100 people killed by the cops in March. That's up from January and February. We had 176, I think it was, over those 2 months. And then in March, it goes up to 100 in just 1 month. And of course, that's more than the UK has had over a very long period of time. We're going to break down the statistics for that and tell you what's behind it. Every day, we see these stories. And nothing seems to have any effect, whether it's the NSA spying or whether it's police brutality that's out of control. We can keep telling you these stories, but it's like Reagan's Teflon presidency. No matter how many scandals came out with Iran-Contra or the crack cocaine epidemic, nothing they could throw at him would stick. And apparently, the police state has gotten that way as well. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Music. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. War. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up inside.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, April 6, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the second hour. We're going to talk about the journalistic issues that have been brought up, the integrity issues that have been brought up with this story on Rolling Stones magazine about the fake rape situation there. Of course, we also have a story that we'll talk to him about on InfoWars.com. Top cop says insulting someone on Facebook can get you arrested. There you go. They're watching everything you do. And just to drive it home, there's another story on InfoWars.com. Bloody nanny state, they say. This is in the UK. Parents had their kids sent home and the parents were warned that their kids are running on the playground. Can't have kids running on a playground. As a matter of fact, we don't need the kids in the playground at all. We just need to set them in front of a television set and pacify them so they'll be ready to be hooked up to the Matrix and they can just sit there and generate heat, I guess. Soylent Green, whatever, kind of Soylent Green kind of form of electricity. Anyway, from this story in the UK, she says, my son came home on Friday and they banned running on the playground. I thought I was going to react too much too quickly because kids sometimes get it wrong. But she says that what they told them was, well, you know, at first you really just need to kind of slow this down. Then she says you should talk to them longer. It transpired that they had banned running altogether. They're not allowed to play British Bulldog, whatever that is. They're not allowed to play football. And of course, the school says, we are concerned for the safety of the children. We need to stop this particular game until we can establish a safer way for them to play. Some way that does not involve running, because running is just too dangerous in the 21st century. We all need to be pacified. We all need to be afraid of our shadows. We need to be afraid. We can't have automobiles. We can't have guns. We can't have running. We can't have our children outside. We can't have them playing in a playground. And if you don't buy into the nanny state, we've got a police state we're going to shove down your throat. And I guess that's one of the things. I look at the situation in Kenya, where 148 people were killed. 79 were initially wounded. There was 147 that were killed. I guess maybe now it's 148 and 78. One of those people has died after that last tally. In the Easter message, the Pope said that there is a complicit silence in this attack because it was focused on Christians. They went in and they deliberately singled out Christians, this group, Al-Shabaab. And of course, that's true. And we need to understand that we're not going to get sympathy from the press. We're not going to get sympathy from the government. We're not going to get protection from the government. Something that underscores that is the Daily Mail. They said the government came back with, responded to the fact that it took them 7 hours to arrive at the scene. And interestingly enough, they point out of the bullet points in the Daily Mail at the top here, said journalists arrived at the university before the troops did, and the troops flew in by air. So the journalists can get there before the army can get there. That's a great response time, 7 hours. But of course, they defended themselves by using a football analogy, and they said, well, you know, and football meaning soccer to Americans. They say, you know, whenever you're fighting terrorism, it's kind of like being a goalie. They only remember the ones that you missed. Well, they missed this one by a mile. And it was the same group, same country, Al-Shabaab in Kenya, that had previously killed, it was, I think, 67 people in a mall, something like that. And as Alex, when he talked about it last week, he pointed out, because there was one guy with a gun who was a foreign national there, he stopped that earlier than it would have. And of course, that went on for several days, that siege. This went on for several hours, and it was only, they got four guys. I think they're looking for another five suspects. So I don't know, maybe 4 to 9 people that could kill that many people, injure that many people in that amount of time, because nobody there has any weapons to defend themselves. That is one of the key things. And of course, we've had the fellow from Interpol pointed that out with the first attack in Kenya. He said this wouldn't happen in Texas where people are armed. It wouldn't go this long. It wouldn't have gone for days, or it wouldn't have gone for 7 hours without somebody being able to defend themselves. When you read the accounts of this, you had people said, we didn't know where to go. We were afraid. We had to run. Some of them ran at the gunman, not knowing it, had to run past the gunman to get out of there. They were rounding Christians up, killing them. So what are we going to do? Are we going to just depend on the government to take care of us? Are we going to look, as Kenya did, to hiring more police who will protect us? That's not the way it works out in the United States. Certainly doesn't. We see that just in this election that's coming up tomorrow that I mentioned in the last break, there's a election in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel has been forced into a runoff. Nobody expected to see that coming. But people are pretty fed up with the corruption in Chicago, with a lot of things in Chicago. And one of the things that they're most fed up with are the red light cameras. This is an article from USA Today. Red light cameras create red hot furor in Chicago. They say Chicago has the most expansive use of red light cameras in the country, and the public is furious. They said nearly 3 out of 4 Chicagoans want Emanuel to eliminate or reduce the use of these red light cameras. And of course, his opponent is quick to pick up on this. It's a Cook County commissioner, Jesus Chuy Garcia, who is in the runoff with him, and he calls it the red light ripoff, and it is a ripoff. He's made the issue a central part of his campaign to get elected. That's great. I wish we could get people who would stand up and take down some of these things that are being used to oppress us everywhere. And that's the way the police are being used. Not just in Chicago. I mean, they're not even using police for this. What this illustrates is that time and again, when they come after us and they say they're doing this for our safety, whether it's banning kids on the playground or whether it's putting red light cameras to harass people to fine them, it's not about safety. It's about their power and it's about their revenue. We saw this happen in New York. Eric Garner, and I think we need to spend time talking about the real cases like Eric Garner or the homeless people who are killed by the police, not the Michael Brown case, as we pointed out. That case was ambiguous at best to begin with. It was infuriating, I think, to the people that they would leave his body in the street for many, many hours. I think that's really the source of the anger. But the actual event was pretty ambiguous. And as they looked at it, it looked like there was a struggle for the gun. It looked like he was going back to the officer. We don't need to try to focus on that issue. There's plenty of issues out there where there is unrestrained, unjustified, clearly unjustified, no question about it, attacks on individuals, homeless people, or in the case of Eric Garner, a man who was simply accused of not having paid a tax. And he didn't believe that was the case that day. What he said was that he wasn't doing that today. You're just busting me again. And got into a verbal argument with them, and they killed him for that. And when the mayor did not stand behind the police on that, because that all boiled down to petty revenue concerns. When they didn't stand on that, the police did a strike. They said, we're not going to arrest or fine people unless it's absolutely necessary. And guess what? They admitted by their own actions that 95% of what they did was not necessary. It was just to get revenue. And that's what we see happening in Chicago. And it's not only that, but of course, it's always about the money. And this red light camera situation also involves a bribery scandal involving top city transportation officials and executives from the city's former red light camera vendor. That's from USA Today. One of the residents, Mark Wallace, says it's been exposed for what it really is. And he's been hit with more than $1,000 in red light camera tickets. He says it's nothing more than a way for the city of Chicago to create a slush fund that brings in a lot of revenue. Well, red light cameras are just one way they do that. Of course, the big way that they do it is with civil asset forfeiture. They justified this back in the beginnings of the war on drugs, back in the 1970s, saying they're going to go after organized crime. So we need to have RICO statutes that allow us to confiscate property before we've convicted anybody. Because, you know, these guys who are in organized crime, they've got so much money. They've got such great lawyers. We can't get a conviction. The only way we're going to convict these guys, and we know they're all guilty, is to take all their money first. And then when they've got a public defender, we can throw them in jail. People said, fine, sure, yeah, let's get these guys in organized crime. Let's get these terrorists. Let's get these drug dealers. Well, when you allow them to break the important fundamental principle that you don't confiscate property from people unless and until you have convicted them, once that's gone, there is no such thing as private property rights anymore in America. And we're going to talk about that in detail. Rand Paul looks like he's going to announce his candidacy tomorrow. He had a great speech at, I think it was Bowie State University. It's a predominantly black university. It was covered on C-SPAN, and he had some great things to say about civil asset forfeiture. And, of course, Ryan Paul has also been moving towards the warmongering faction of the GOP. Troubles many of us who are very happy with what he's said as a libertarian. I don't think you can make peace with these warmongers. I don't think that they're going to necessarily fall for that. I hope he hasn't changed. But he has a lot of things that he has brought to the discussion and the national discussion that are very, very important. So we're going to talk about civil asset forfeiture because it's more than just the presidential race. This is something that is being fought at the state level. There's more than 20 states that have bills before them to stop civil asset forfeiture. And you need to understand what's behind that, how corrupt that is. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to continue on with some news here before we get to that. We've got a Indianapolis gun store that is suing the ATF for keeping recovered firearms. This is a guy in Indianapolis. This is a handwritten complaint from a guy. He doesn't have a lot of money. He's also launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise $10,000 so he can fight this in court. But here's what happened. Andrew Hall, owner of Pro Fire Arms and Supplies, says that the ATF will not return the firearms that they took from a robbery suspect. This is a guy who specializes in machine guns and silencers and ammunition. He was robbed, and they got the merchandise from the guy who robbed him. They refused to give it back, and they're not even charging that guy for the theft because they're the thieves. And we're going to talk about civil asset forfeiture when we come back. Stay with us.
bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the second hour. One of the stories that he's got up on InfoWars is a top cop says that insulting someone on Facebook, you can get arrested. Now, this is the top cop is the person who is head of the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police. And this is the second time we've seen something like this in Virginia. This is a 26-year-old Kristen Holmes got into a Facebook argument with someone who didn't know who she was as mistaken identity. So she posted an image of herself pointing a gun at the camera along with the words, I'll post a few actual pics of me so you know the difference when you come to find me. Now, she says it wasn't a threat. She says it was just a funny picture. She said, what happened to freedom of speech? Well, I'll tell you what happened to freedom of speech. We have a nanny state, and they did not back down. Now they're looking at putting her in jail up to 1 year in prison and or a $2,500 fine, a class one misdemeanor. They said, I'm not sure what the crime is. I don't see here. Nevertheless, it's a class one misdemeanor. The top cop at the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police says free speech doesn't say you have the right to insult somebody. Wow. You can't insult people on Facebook or YouTube. There's going to be a lot of people going to jail. We might be able to fill the jails up even faster than we do with the war on drugs. Hey, I think they found a new way to push the prison industrial complex. Of course, they point out the other time this happened was something like this. It was very egregious, even more so. Was in 2012, we had Brandon Robb, if you remember. He was an Iraq-Afghanistan vet, and he was posting on Facebook stories that questioned, he was questioning the official story of 9/11 and talking about corruption in the U.S. government. He might have been talking about how the FBI is running all of these terrorist attacks, pretty much. Either they know that they're going to happen, allow them to happen, or in many cases, as Judge Napolitano has pointed out, they will actually facilitate it. They'll find some patsy. They'll move with them, train them, give them transportation if they don't have it. We just saw that happen. Everything that they need in order to carry out a terrorist attack so they can stop it at the last minute and portray themselves as heroes. So he said the FBI was terrorist in nature. What they did was they picked him up and put him in a psychiatric ward because he said that on Facebook. Now, as I pointed out earlier, we have this story that's up on Infowars.com. Truly amazing story. The nanny state in England where you've got schools banning running on the playground. Can't play football, can't do any of this stuff because, you know, running is really, really dangerous. And as I said, what they really want to do is just lock our kids down and keep them inside. And, you know, that's none of us get outside enough. And that's one of the things when I looked at this is like, man, I used to be able to go anywhere I wanted to after school. I would have like 3 or 4 hours. I could ride my bike, do anything I wanted to when I was a kid. Not today. Not today. You're going to go sit inside and watch television or maybe get on Facebook so they can start building a dossier on you and start profiling you socially to see if you are a threat to the government. It's also a very unhealthy thing. If you don't get any sunlight, and of course, one of the products that we've just come out with is Winter Sun Vitamin D3. It's a nutraceutical quality vitamin D3. It's not the synthetic D2 that you see all the time. And of course, with this, it's a pretty high dose that you get with 10 drops. You get 2,000 international units with each one of these, with each dosage. It's a bioavailable form of D3 from nutrient-dense lichen. It's not synthetic. And again, that's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's InfoWarsLife.com, one of the products that we sell there. Winter Sun, vitamin D3. Because even though the winter is over, most people are not getting outside in the sun. And that's one of the things that you need to produce that essential vitamin. Now, they're getting a lot of sun, however, in California. They're Governor Gary Brown is now telling Californians that they're going to be heavily fined if they take long showers. You know, California already reeks of socialism, as my son Lance said when he saw this, and I think it's going to get a lot worse. Yet another thing that they can come after people for. And interestingly enough, of course, it's not just the socialists. And yes, they do have a water problem there, and there's a lot of things we could talk about that's behind that. I don't think that it is evidence of global warming, as Jerry Brown is trying to make the case for that. We've seen, if you just want to objectively look at the temperatures and not do it from airport tarmacs, but do it from a satellite, you will see that their models are not working. Their models are not, the increases in CO2 are not producing the kinds of increases in temperature that they said that we would see. That is not happening. Nevertheless, they're going to find some way to get money out of people. When we come back, I want to spend some time talking about civil asset forfeiture. And I'm going to play some clips of what Rand Paul had to say about this because he really hits the nail on the head. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. I was just talking about the last segment. He's got an article up about a cop in Virginia, actually the head of the Fraternal Order of Police in Virginia, saying, hey, yeah, we can arrest you if we don't like what you post on Facebook. We had an article earlier this weekend. Feinstein demands internet censorship after the FBI uncovers its own bomb plot. As just as I said, they locked up Brandon Robb in 2012 because they said that he had referred to the FBI as a terrorist organization. Of course, they have been involved in virtually every terrorist threat that has happened here, either running it or letting it run so that they can make themselves heroes. Now they're doing it in terms of finding some literature and arresting somebody there. As Kit Daniels points out, after the FBI uncovered another one of its self-orchestrated terror plots leading to the arrest of two women, Senator Feinstein demanded online censorship of extremist literature. Well, right now, the way they're defining that is the Anarchist Cookbook, which has been around for a very long time, as well as a publication from Al-Qaeda. And as people are pointing out, this is what you have in China. But, of course, our government wants what the Chinese people have. It was George Bush that said, well, you know, I wish we could do things like we do in China. That's easy, you know, when you can just throw people in jail. They point out, and this is a quote from the Dean of Journalism at the University of Maryland, Lucy Dalgleish. She says that this is a blatant violation of the First Amendment to demand that they're going to take these things down. As a person with Tech Dirt wrote, Mike Masnick said, the anarchist cookbook is very much protected by the First Amendment, whether you like it or not. While the book is banned in other countries who don't have the equivalent of the First Amendment, it is perfectly legal in the U.S. But of course, we only get to keep our rights if we understand what those rights are, if we understand how they're being taken away. Many people just refuse to believe that our government could do the kinds of things that it's doing. One of those stories is something I saw on WorldNet Daily about a female attorney who was strapped up in court. Listen to this story. This is a divorce lawyer. She was detained, a lawyer who was detained and forced to represent her client, restrained in a wheelchair and tortured with sexual humiliation, sleep deprivation, sensory deprivation, without being charged. This is a new civil rights lawsuit. This is in Minnesota. Now, the interesting thing about this is that she had asked the judge in this divorce case to recuse himself, and he refused to do that. That apparently created some kind of a conflict to them. But this is what I thought was interesting, beyond the details of the case. When she talked to the lawyers, she got a couple of lawyers who are representing her. One of them is Nathan Bush, and he said that the claim was so extreme that initially he didn't believe her. See, that's the problem. The tyranny, the abuse of justice, whether it's by the police or whether it's by our judges, is so over the top, has gotten so bad so quickly, people simply refuse to believe that it's an issue. And that's the key thing we're going to talk about with civil asset forfeiture. Most of you won't believe that this could really happen in America. But going back to this case, he says, this is the first time I'd heard of such a case like this, said her attorney. This is the United States. Things like this don't happen here. But then he goes on to say, she's not lying. The woman is telling the truth. Yeah, unfortunately, she is. And unfortunately, this is the kind of country that we're starting to live in. Now, I want to talk to you about what's going on in the war on private property, especially because some of the people who are pushing this the hardest are the ones who ought to know better, Republicans. Now, the Republican base understands and values property rights as much as anything, perhaps more than they value many other rights. We all understand that. They're all about property rights. Not so much the Republicans at the top, though. And they are using the war on drugs, and they're using other things like terrorism, whatever. They're using these things and using the conflict that these mainstream Republicans, these grassroots Republicans have, this conflict that they have between supporting law enforcement reflexively, saluting it no matter what it does, no matter how abusive it is, and yet taking away their property rights at the same time. See, I don't use drugs. I've never used drugs. I got into this war on drugs thing, made me angry about it because I could see what was happening 20 years ago with property. I could see what was happening with the abuse and the destruction of the justice system. I could see that they were sending people to jail, ruining their lives, and then sending me the bill to pay to keep them incarcerated. So long before I got involved with, had any compassion for the people as a Republican in the early days, I was still concerned about the money that was being wasted. So maybe this will appeal to you from that standpoint, okay? And then maybe you can get some compassion for what the people are going through. Maybe you can understand that this is headed your way as well, just as Pastor Martin Niemöller said about what was going on in Nazi Germany. First they came for that group. I did nothing because I wasn't a part of that group. And then another. I wasn't a part of those groups. Then they came for me, and there was no one to help me, because I hadn't helped anyone when they were coming after them. Now, here's the issue in a nutshell. This is something that's put up by the Institute of Justice, and of course, the Institute of Justice and the ACLU on the right and on the left, we've got groups that understand how fundamentally destructive civil asset forfeiture is. They've come out talking about this. So you've got people on both the left and the right. Let me break this down for you. They point out here, just in talking about Philadelphia, it just says one case. They say the most terrifying place in Philadelphia is courtroom 478 in City Hall. This is where property owners enter Philadelphia's civil forfeiture machine. It's a little known legal device that allows law enforcement officials to take your property, sell it, and profit, pocket the proceeds, even if you've done nothing wrong. And to give you an example, they have what their take has been in Philadelphia from 2002 to 2010, 10 years, $64 million in forfeiture, about $6.5 million a year. They say the district attorney's office used over $25 million of that $64 million to pay salaries. See, there's a conflict, a basic conflict of interest. And I want you to hear what Rand Paul said when he talked to Bowie State University and started explaining to them civil asset forfeiture. Here's a clip from that.
One of the laws that bothers me the most is something called civil forfeiture. Civil forfeiture is where the government can take your stuff, whether they've convicted you of a crime or not. I think this turns justice on its head. So I think that most of our judicial system, for most of who believe in it, is that you're innocent until proven guilty. Civil forfeiture does the opposite.
What a novel idea, using the Constitution.
And if there's one thing I can change, I want to reinforce that in our judicial system, you are innocent until proven guilty. The problem is that with civil forfeiture, it's the opposite. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Christos Sorvelos is a family in Philadelphia. Their teenage son sold $40 worth of illegal drugs off the back porch. The government took their house, evicted them, and barricaded them. I was like, how are we making anything better when we take the house? Maybe the house is a stabilizing force in the family. Maybe it's grandma's house and the kid's 15 years old. Why would we take grandma's house? Why would we take the family's house based and not even a conviction on an accusation of the child who doesn't own the house? It's way out of control. And it's happening in various venues. But if you look at it, the Washington Post has done a great series on this over the last 6 months or so. It's predominantly African American. It's predominantly Hispanic. Or if you want to see one common denominator, it's predominantly people who live in poverty. It's unfair and it ought to stop. I think we can stop it. This is something that the president and I completely agree on. So we have legislation that would change it. Changes the presumption. It says that you will be innocent until they prove you guilty, and they cannot take your stuff unless you've been proven guilty.
Give you
an example of some of the things in civil forfeiture that we've had problem with. In civil forfeiture, they took a $1.5 million motel in New Jersey. Why? Because about 10 people had stayed there over 14 years who had been caught selling drugs. 10 people out of 200,000 people, and they took the hotel. When they look at it, there's a program where the people who take your stuff get to keep it, and they get to keep the proceeds. So there's a perverse incentive for the government to want to take your stuff. Interestingly, about the same amount of people were caught for drugs in other hotels in the same area, but they didn't take them because they had liens against the hotel. This hotel happened to be paid for. So the government actually looks for things that they can confiscate that are already paid for.
Very important to understand the profit motive in this. Just as they pointed out in Philadelphia, they're paying about $25 million towards the district attorney's staff salary out of what they have stolen. And so there's a lot of efforts to try to push back against this. Now, Rand Paul has worked with some Democrats in terms of trying to stop this. Understand that this is a violation of pretty much every one of the Bill of Rights. It really is. It doesn't violate the First Amendment. It doesn't violate the Second Amendment. And it doesn't have anything to do with quartering troops. But if you go through the rest of the amendments in terms of search and seizure, in terms of excessive fines, in terms of due process, in terms of having a trial by jury, in terms of rights that are reserved to the people that are not turned over to the state, it's pretty much 4 through 10 that they violate with civil asset forfeiture. So there's a push that is being led essentially by Rand Paul and a couple of others to try to say we're going to establish this novel idea for the 21st century, one that we understood for the last 600, 700, 800 years, the idea of innocent until proven guilty, the idea that you have a day in court, the idea that you don't have your property taken unless you are found guilty, the idea that you're not going to be hit with disproportionately high penalties. And then, of course, the idea that the government itself can't act as robbers. Now, that particular case he's talking about, that involved the Carmen Ortiz, who's the federal district attorney in that area, New Jersey, Massachusetts. So she was also involved in the Aaron Schwartz case. And between that and that case at the hotel where they took that hotel, tried to take that hotel, because 14 people had been involved in drug arrests there. They said, and everybody knows, and this is how it works, there was nothing that involved anybody that had an ownership in the hotel. And they singled out that hotel, as Rand Paul pointed out, because it was owned free and clear. This is simply the government going through and looking for property that they can steal. It's going to stop. And it's going to stop, though, I think, at the state level. Because when you look at what's going on with the feds, other than Rand Paul and a couple of other people, they're all down with this. They like this a lot. This gives them a lot of power, a lot of money. The federal attorneys like it. The congressmen and the senators, for the most part, like it. And we're going to find out that the governors, for the most part, like it as well. New Mexico, we've got both parties. I mentioned that the ACLU, as well as the Institute of Justice, left and right, legal representation, they both understand how fundamentally destructive this is of our rights, and they've come out against it. We have the same thing happening in New Mexico. Look at this. The New Mexico legislature unanimously passed a landmark bill to limit civil asset forfeiture. Now, understand that in New Mexico, I think it's, I don't remember if it's the Senate or the House. One of them is predominantly Democrat. The other one is predominantly Republican. But they both said unanimously they want to get rid of civil asset forfeiture. And they're going to do things like make sure that you got to have a criminal conviction before property could be forfeited. Once the conviction is won, the state would have to prove that the property is directly traceable to and instrumental in committing the crime. You're not going to be able to just charge the Learjet with having transported somebody who was doing a drug deal, or charge the hotel because somebody was there doing a drug deal, and not charge the owner of the hotel, not charge the owner of the plane. They would have to prove by clear and convincing evidence that an owner had actual knowledge that the property was going to be used to commit the crime. And they would also make sure that when the money, when there was actually a forfeiture after a conviction, after they go through a due process, that that money would not be turned over to the cops. It would not incentivize them to steal people's money. It would not be turned over to the local district attorney. No, it would go to the state general fund. So you would take out that conflict of interest. And of course, they're not the only state. New Mexico isn't. We've had Minnesota passed a forfeiture law last year. Maryland House of Delegates voted to do the same. We have 20 states that are looking at it this year. Now, here's the situation in New Mexico. As I pointed out, Democrats and Republicans unanimously in the legislature said, we want to stop this. We want to get back to living in a country where we have a rule of law instead of theft by law enforcement. But the governor there, the Republican governor, Susana Martinez, has been sitting on this now for a couple of weeks. As FreedomWorks points out, the window to protect the private property in New Mexico is rapidly closing. It's been 2 weeks since they did this bill. By April the 9th, which is this week, it's, what is that, Thursday? I think it's Thursday. If she doesn't sign this bill or veto it by the 9th, she'll get a pocket veto. It'll just automatically be vetoed on April the 10th. Now, to understand where this is coming from, we need to understand that her chief of staff, who really didn't have anything to say about it, is a former prosecutor, as is the governor of Wyoming, who vetoed a similar bill that was passed by the legislature there to stop asset forfeiture. He is a former federal attorney for the area. So this is a guy who was a Fed. And let me also point out that these guys who are governors, these Republican governors who want to continue this lawlessness, who want to continue to stand behind destruction of private property rights. And let me tell you, there is nothing that is more destructive of private property rights than if the police can, with any pretext, come and confiscate your property. As Rand Paul pointed out, you had a guy, a kid, teenage kid, selling drugs to an undercover agent on the back porch of their house, a $40 drug deal. For that, they took the parents home. Not pretending that the parents had any knowledge of this or that they had any involvement in this whatsoever. Not getting a conviction, just taking their home. But of course, it's been worse than that. In some cases, they've confiscated cars because a teenage son was in a car with a bunch of other teenagers and they found a joint on one of the other teenagers. Take the entire car. See, that's the kind of jeopardy you're going to live in if you allow them to do this. And most of the justification is on the war of drugs, but not entirely. This is what the governor, the Republican governor who vetoed it in Wyoming, said, the former federal prosecutor. He says, I think civil asset forfeiture is a legitimate tool to help in the areas not limited to, but particularly with drug crime. See, they use the war on drugs to destroy our legal system, but it is not limited to that. They're going to branch it out as they have all of this stuff. So it's not limited to that area. And it was really pretty amazing what he had to say about this. He said, those who speak out against civil forfeiture, this is a Wyoming governor, Governor Meade, a Republican. He said, those who speak out against civil forfeiture have combed Wyoming's forfeiture files, have analyzed many hundreds of cases, but they haven't found one egregious case or an abuse of individual rights in a 40-year history. Well, as Rand Paul also said at Bowie State, when he talked about Obama using the indefinite detention, he says, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm just saying we don't want to have a system of government that requires a good person to run it. And that's what we have with this criminal act. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Le Cig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Le Cig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit lecig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the next hour. Before we get back to the news, and I want to let you know where the fight against civil asset forfeiture is in the states, because I think that's where it's going to be won. Before I get to that, I just want to let you know that we now have Supermail formula back in stock, Supermail Vitality. It's a new formulation. It contains a new key ingredient, fulvic acid. That's to enhance the formula's ability to work in the body, to make it more bioavailable. And it uses advanced new processing technique the Dr. Group's been working on since the initial testing of Super Male Vitality nearly 5 years ago. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the new Super Male Vitality, new formulation, and it is back in stock. Now, as I was pointing out in the last segment, we have a civil asset forfeiture law, very strong law, in New Mexico, passed unanimously by both the House and the Senate, by both Democrats and Republicans. One is controlled by one party, the other one is controlled by another party. But the Republican governor, Susana Martinez, looks like she's going to exercise a pocket veto on this. Hopefully they can override that. And so you need to, if you live in New Mexico, do something about it. But there are 20 states where this is in play. And you need to be aware of what's going on. This attacks all of our fundamental liberties, not just our private property rights. It attacks our right to due process. If they can do it with this, they can do it with anything. And of course, they are doing it across the board because we didn't stop them in this insane war on drugs way back. And I want to read you what Governor Meade said when he vetoed the Wyoming legislature's reform of civil asset forfeiture, essentially reestablishing our constitutional rights to due process. He said, civil asset forfeiture is important and it is a right. He said the government has a right to take your property without you being convicted of a crime, without you even being charged with a crime, and there is no limit to how much they can take. Just like we pointed out, they want to take the family's home because the son made a $40 drug deal on the back porch. That's a violation of having a proportional, excessive fines and penalties and punishments. So you need to understand that this Republican governor and governors, just like, I think it highlights what's going on, why we can't really put all of our hope on getting things fixed in Washington. I actually put no hope on getting things fixed in Washington. I think the place has become a cesspool. I think it's corrupt. And I think evidence of it is the fact that you can have somebody who is a former federal attorney with regional responsibilities become a Republican governor and say something like this, that civil asset forfeiture, the law enforcement taking your property without charging you with anything, without convicting you of anything, is a right. And it's very important for them because he says crime should not pay. And that's why we're trying to stop civil asset forfeiture, because crime does pay. It pays for the government to steal your property. They get away with it. They get to keep it for their own personal use. They violate every one of the Bill of Rights except for the first three in this process. This guy ought to be impeached. He ought to be disbarred. He's disqualified for being a governor. And I tell you what, any of these people who do it, and you've got 50 governors, this is a more elite club than being a senator. You've got 100 senators. You got 50 governors. These people are thoroughly co-opted. If they play the cards right, they can become a senator. They can hang out for life, profiting from graft and corruption in this cesspool we call Washington, D.C. But we got some good people at the state level. One of them in Texas, we've got David Simpson, who is always, always there. This is a guy, David Simpson, from Longview, Texas, Republican. He's the guy who fought two times to stop the TSA. He's the guy, we just talked to him a couple of weeks ago, because he wants to remove marijuana from the Texas statutes completely. And now he's back trying to stop the government from stealing your property without convicting you of anything. What a novel idea. What if we actually had a government that followed the law? That's a novel idea, isn't it? What if they actually followed the Constitution that they take an oath to? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson beginning in the next segment. I want to continue a little bit about civil asset forfeiture and where these guys are hanging out. We talked about what's going on at the state level. As I pointed out, I don't think that we're going to see any reform at the federal level. And let me tell you why. They know that this is starting to hit the public airwaves. They know that people are starting to pay attention to this outrage they call civil asset forfeiture. They've been doing this for over 20 years, but people are starting to pay attention now. So you got people like Eric Holder saying, well, you know, we're going to do something about this. And understand that this is also, we see this manifested in many different ways. It's also the war on cash, where they don't want anybody having cash, where they accuse you of structuring your deposits, where they accuse you of having suspicious activity if you take $5,000 in cash out of the bank after having already scrutinized every penny that you put in and reporting suspicious activity if you put in large amounts. They report it when you take it out. I guess that way they can alert the NSA to start watching your movements more carefully, since they can't follow every transaction that you do with a credit card. You might be paying cash, so let's watch this guy really carefully. That's the kind of paranoid police state that we're living in now. But of course, Eric Holder has heard your concerns, and he's going to do something to rein this in. Listen to this new policy that they have. In the absence of criminal charges, judicially authorized warrants to seize bank accounts involved in structuring can only be obtained if the prosecutor first develops probable cause of federal criminal activity, and that determination is approved by a supervisor. What's going on with that? I mean, you're telling me that you don't have to convict anybody before you take their cash. You don't have to go to a judge. You don't have to get a search warrant. You don't have to get a guilty verdict. You just have to say, well, I've got probable cause. They got probable cause for everything. Everything is probable cause. And all they have to do is get their supervisor, who is going to profit from the money that they confiscate, who's going to profit from the cars that they confiscate. And again, this is not just the war on drugs. This is structuring. This is suspicious activity reports. It all began with the war on drugs, but it's metastasized way beyond that. They can take your cash. They can take your property. They can take anything. All they have to do is get approval from a supervisor. That's the test anymore. And of course, we have Rand Paul's FAIR Act that would take that down. Rand Paul, as I played in the last hour, I played what he said at Bowie State. He really sincerely understands what the problem is. And he's going to probably announce tomorrow that he's going to be running for president. Articles up on the Drudge Report, Washington Post, Rand Paul seems to stray from his libertarian roots as he courts a GOP base. Yes, of course, a lot of us are concerned about the overtures that he's making to the warmongers within the Republican Party. I think he needs to transcend it. Of course, you can't. The problem is you can't get the nomination without having that warmongering, or at least some of the warmongering vote. But that's the sad state of two-party politics. And, of course, they make sure that we only have two parties that we can choose from. That's how they control us. That's how they appear to give us a false choice. But, of course, they say that on both national security and on cultural fronts. In other words, because he's come out and said that he stands with Christians on religious persecution, that has alienated his base. Well, I don't think that it has alienated his base that much. Perhaps the national security thing, the real thing that is going to tell us where Rand Paul and any of these other people stand is going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships, those trade agreements that are not trade agreements. They are sovereignty-destroying agreements.
being negotiated in secret. Public is not allowed to see it. Our elected representatives are not allowed to see it. They're fast-tracking it through. They're going to push this multi-thousand-page legislation through without any modification or oversight. That's where we need to look out. That's where we need to be careful. And, of course, you've got Jeb Bush waiting in the wings, doubling down on his love of the NSA. It's not much of a choice, is it? Stay with us. We're going to be back. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us right after the break.
You won't hear me.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, April 6, 2015. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We got him on the line from the UK. I talked to him about this Rolling Stone rape case and the implications that it has for journalism. And before we get to that, I want to get a quick comment from him on this story that's up on InfoWars.com today. Top cop in Virginia says insulting someone on Facebook can get you arrested. We got a lady who is facing up to a year in prison and a $2,500 fine for a picture that she posted on Facebook. I don't know where it stops. Of course, it never stops. The tyranny always ratchets up to another level, no matter how oppressive, no matter how absurd it gets. There's always another level they can ramp up to. Before we go to Paul, I just want to let you know that we've got our first run of oil of oregano at InfoWars Life. This is a high-quality, potent form of oregano that's on the market. Of course, this goes all the way back to the Roman Empire. They've been using this to strengthen the body's natural systems. to enhance your overall health, but we've got this in easy capsules, so you don't have to have the burning liquid, because it does burn if you squirt it in your mouth in liquid form. So it's one of the few things that we've got that's in capsule form. It's a new nutraceutical-grade oil of oregano that's now available at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's oil of oregano, our first run of that in capsule form. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson right now. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Good to be back, David.
Now, I want to talk to you before we get to the situation that's going on with Rolling Stone and UVA. This situation on Facebook about insulting somebody and getting arrested for that. Give us your comments on that.
Yeah, this was a woman who got into an argument with somebody on Facebook. It was actually a case of mistaken identity. So, you know, the argument got heated. This one woman responded with an image of herself, you know, a selfie with a gun, and basically said, "This is what I actually look like if you want to come and get me." Obviously, it was a dumb comment to make, but they responded by arresting her, and now she faces a misdemeanor, several months jail time if convicted, or a $2,500 fine. Now, the issue was not whether this was a dumb comment, it obviously was, whether it required her to be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor, that sounds patently ridiculous. But what's most chilling about this story is the comments made by this police representative in Virginia, who told the New York Daily News, quote, "Free speech doesn't say you have the right to insult anybody." And then he also said that swearing on Facebook, social media, or the internet was the same as disorderly conduct in public. So he was basically making the case that swearing on Facebook or insulting somebody on Facebook was a crime that should lead to arrest.
I think that's going to shut down Google if they put that. Because, I mean, the comments on Google, Google is one of the most ruthless and rude places for comments I've ever seen in my life, far worse than Facebook. So, I mean, there goes YouTube if we were to allow something that silly.
Well, yeah, obviously they could never enforce such a ridiculous law, because this is not about enforcement. It's about creating that chilling effect where you're afraid to say anything on social media. I mean, we've had cases even in the UK the past couple of months where, for example, a journalist made a joke about somebody who raised a Pakistani flag above a town in England, and he called the police on her for inciting racial hatred. So there have actually been police investigations on, you know, politically incorrect speech. But then in America, you have several cases over the past couple of years where it's basically teenagers making dumb comments, sarcastic comments and jokes, which they could never properly mean. For example, there was a rapper, an 18-year-old rapper, I believe he was, Cameron D'Ambrosio, who basically posted some rap lyrics on Facebook, which could be seen as violent. He was arrested. There was an 18-year-old woman who was sent to jail after, quote, lolling about a hit and run and a DUI on Facebook. So it's basically distasteful comments that get flagged, get reported to police. And instead of ignoring them and focusing on real crimes, they actually go after these dumb teenagers who make stupid comments on Facebook and arrest them, and in some cases charge them.
Yeah, as you pointed out in the subtitle, the cop said there's no such thing as a petty crime. I think, Paul, one of the best things that we have in terms of shutting this kind of over-the-top nonsense down, because it's not going to be shut down by our elected officials, certainly not in Washington. I don't know that we can really count on too many, even at the state level. I think we need to have juries. We need to have fully informed juries who are going to say, all right, so yeah, she did, okay, harassment by computer, but you're going to send her to jail for a year and fine her $2,500? No, not guilty. And just shut that kind of stuff down. That happened during alcohol prohibition. It's happened in the past. That is the purpose of the juries, to ultimately stand against intrusive and unconstitutional, unreasonable punishments, unconstitutional laws at both the state and the federal level. I think that's really about the only way that we're ever going to have protection from this, because it just gets more and more absurd.
That would be a sensible step, but it's not one that they're taking. I remember Brandon Raub a couple of years ago, the veteran, he made some comments on Facebook which were in the context of the Illuminati card game and other games that he was playing. I believe it was with his brother, which could be taken as violent if you applied them politically, even though the context wasn't political. He was literally abducted by FBI police and Secret Service, detained in a psychiatric facility for a week. Nobody really knew where he even was for a week. He finally got released, but again, that was perhaps the most egregious example of how comments taken out of context by law enforcement authorities are treated as terrorist threats, and then people are arrested. I mean, there was a case in Britain where somebody made a joke about bombing, as in, you know, the sense of bombing, having fun, in relation to a flight, and they got thrown in jail for 10 years.
Well, let's not forget
how far they're taking this.
Let's not forget the case of Barrett Brown. You and I and Joe Biggs all talked to Barrett Brown from prison, and of course, Julian Assange said social media has all of your friends wearing a wire, and the perfect example of the government taking something out of context and completely twisting it was in the conviction of Barrett Brown, where they said that he was threatening an FBI agent. In reality, what he was doing was sarcastically reposting a quote from a Fox News commentator saying that Julian Assange ought to be assassinated. And what he did was he quoted that verbatim after that, and they said, oh, you're talking about an FBI agent. He wasn't talking about an FBI agent, but nevertheless, he's in prison because of that. That's essentially what they did to him. So, and by the way, there's an update to Barrett Brown. I just noticed over the weekend they have shut down his email service, not allowing him to receive or send any email because they're afraid that he's going to talk to people on the outside. That's tells you exactly what they're after. That's why they would misconstrue what he had to say. When they have somebody who is pointing out their criminal actions or who is an enemy of the state for whatever reason, maybe he just politically opposes what they're doing, they will take your stuff out of context that's on social media and they will send you to jail. Then they will shut you down so that you can't communicate to people on the outside. That's what they're doing to Barrett Brown right now.
Yeah, and I mean, as you mentioned, you see over and over again examples where the political class can get away with making violent comments, as well as, you know, many leftists, while people are, you know, castigated as offensive or racist for making certain comments taken out of context. You know, Azalea Banks, the black rapper, can rant about crack killing crackers in their sleep all day and nothing happens. There was a global warming skeptic just yesterday who got his Twitter account suspended because he had an argument with somebody about global warming. So again, it's this double standards that they keep applying, which, you know, some people can get away with it, others can't, depending on their political viewpoint.
Absolutely. I know you wanted to talk about the aspects of what's going on with this Rolling Stone story in the University of Virginia fraternity that Rolling Stone is now taking back that story. And it looks like the fraternity is going to, they say, pursue, according to CNN, they're going to pursue all legal action against Rolling Stone. Break that down for the people. Give them background as to what's been going on with that for the last half a year or so.
Yeah, well, the incident happened in September, or it didn't happen. It was an alleged incident, which turned out to be completely fraudulent. But this college rape myth first began to circulate in 2010. It was NPR and the Center for Public Integrity. They put out this report which cherry-picked the facts and misrepresented the data. And then we got this myth that one in five young girls who go to college are raped. And this was even repeated by Obama himself. It was only a few months ago that we actually debunked this affirmatively when the Department of Justice came out with statistics that showed that college girls were less likely to be raped than women in the general population. So instead of one in five, it was 0.03 in five, far lower than the general population. But for 5 years, they peddled this myth that one in five college girls would be raped. And again, it's born out of this idea of cultural Marxism. They only focus on real rape issues if they can be blamed on the evil white male patriarchy. At the same time that this completely fraudulent and debunked UVA hoax was going on, that, you know, leftists and feminists were peddling it, we had a situation in England, for example, Rotherham, Rochdale and Oxford, all these different towns where groups of Pakistani Muslim men were abducting and sexually abusing young white girls. And the authorities in those towns were covering it up because they feared they would be labeled politically incorrect or racist for bringing these rapists to justice. And of course, throughout that whole thing, and even after the report came out confirming that this happened, leftists and feminists completely ignored it because they only focus on rape issues that can be blamed on the evil white Western male patriarchy that they hate, because it's born out of their obsession with cultural Marxism, not genuine concern about women's rights and women and young girls being raped. So Columbia did a thorough investigation into this college rape issue and found that it was completely biased. They made up facts. They had a single source. All the friends of this supposed rape victim, Jackie, didn't give the quotes that were printed in the article. The police investigated this alleged gang rape. Nothing. They found no evidence of it.
Hang on, Paul. We're gonna break that down a little bit more after the break. Hang on. We're going to come right back after the break. We're going to break that down a little bit more because Columbia University also reviewed this case at the request of Rolling Stone. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. And what we were talking about just before the break was this situation at the University of Virginia involving the Rolling Stone story. And, of course, this has been going on for about 6 months. As Paul was pointing out, there was a climate that had been created by NPR and some other mainstream outlets or left-stream outlets, however you want to call it, a narrative, the politically correct narrative about rape on college campuses. And apparently in trying to tap into that vibe, Rolling Stone reporters went over the edge. Now, this is a report that came out today. Actually, this is reported on NPR. A report by the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism said that the errors behind the article involved, quote, basically every level of Rolling Stone's newsroom. They said it was a systematic failing. It involved basically every level of the Rolling Stone newsroom, the reporter, the editor on the front lines, but also the policies and the supervision failed. But basically, Paul, this is essentially, I don't know, we see this happen so many times. We've got the media becoming an echo chamber for some cause celeb or some especially politically correct cause.
Yeah, it's basically political activism disguised as journalism.
Yes.
But the thing about it is this Rolling Stone writer who wrote this article in November last year, it's since been completely debunked, she's not going to be fired. Neither is her managing editor, the article editor, or any of the fact checkers that were involved in publishing this story, despite the fact that even from the very outset, as this Columbia University report makes clear, you know, the quotes used in the article were not from the actual people they were ascribed to. The main protagonist in the supposed gang rape of this woman, Jackie, did not exist. The police, the university couldn't find any evidence that even existed. Mm. So it was completely, it was at least dodgy from the very start. It turned out to be fraudulent, but nobody's being fired. And then, you know, Brian Williams gets suspended for 6 months for lying about a story. But this writer, this Rolling Stone writer, Sabrina Erdley, and all the staff on the Rolling Stone involved with this, keep their jobs. Nothing happens to them. So again, this idea of male privilege is completely demolished. And, you know, it's the double standard. When certain people say things that are offensive or when journalists get things badly wrong or when they lie, some of them are fired. Some of them are forced to apologize. Some of them just keep their jobs. And even in the apology that this writer made, she didn't apologize to the people accused in this fraternity of having committed this gang rape, which there's no evidence for. So even then, they still double down and refuse to take full responsibility.
Interesting. It looks like there is going to be, they said that the fraternity, that they are going to follow every legal alley that they have to get compensated for this. One of the things I think that's interesting, too, about this, Paul, is, as they pointed out in this review, they said the pseudonyms and the attribution disguise, as you point out, some of these people did not even really exist. Were not only where the information came from, but also the fact they never identified these friends or ever spoke to them. And, of course, that's always an issue when we do journalism. Many times we've got cases that are going on right now with the Obama administration going after James Rosen, a couple of people who are from the New York Times as well as Fox News did not want to reveal their sources. We've had situations like the Dyess Air Force Base where we couldn't reveal our source there. So you always do have legitimate cases where you don't want to reveal your source in order to protect that source. And you have that privilege. But it, then that can be abused in a really horrific way. I mean, what is the bottom line for this in terms of journalism?
The bottom line is what the report said, which was that Rolling Stone's fundamental mistake was in suspending any skepticism about Jackie's account, because remember, it was all coming from just her. There was no corroborating evidence or other sources because of the sensitivity of the issue. And even now in the aftermath, they're saying, well, it was right to go through with this because, you know, she was a victim and we had to consider the sensitivities of it, even though there's no evidence that she was even a victim at all. So again, it's this political activism, this social justice warrior mentality, that it's okay to lie and follow sloppy standards and just throw up an article that impugns an entire university because of the greater good and the sensitivity of the rape issue, when they completely ignore the huge rape scandal sweeping Europe in, you know, Denmark, Sweden and Norway, where it's through the roof. It's up 1400% rape since the mid-70s. Mainly because of Muslim immigrants, 77% of the culprits in Sweden are identified as foreigners. Because that's not politically correct leftists and feminists completely ignore it while peddling this rape culture myth, which has been completely debunked by the Justice Department's own statistics.
Yeah, very, very, very selective about what they report. Of course, they're not going to attack anyone who, as you point out, who is exposing their sacred cows. But of course, they will come after anyone who they don't like politically, even if they have to make up the information. Stay with us. We're going to be right back talking to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the info. War. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin, and we have joining us Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We've just been talking about the massive journalistic failings that we've seen going on with the Rolling Stone story covering a purported rape at UVA, which was a total fabrication. And, of course, Rolling Stone asked for the graduate school at University of Columbia, the Graduate School of Journalism, to look at this. And the report they came back with said that there was systematic failing at every level. Let's put some bookends on this. Paul, of course, they're going to the fraternity that's been defamed in this is going to be pursuing legal measures. They've already said they're going to do that, according to CNN Money. They say they're going to pursue all available legal action. There's going to be a lawsuit on this. Let's put a bookend on this. Where do you think this is going to head? Of course, they did not fire this individual who reported this. I mean, what is it going to be something that's going to scare the mainstream media from doing this in the future? Or you think it's going to be business as usual?
Well, that's the big debate about whether it will stop actual rape victims from coming forward and reporting what's happened to them because of, you know, the mess that this has created. So that's one of the concerns. The other one for me is just the complete double standard. For example, The Guardian has an article on this, again, completely dismissing it. And the comments they promote to the top of the article, which is an interesting new phenomenon because there have been studies conducted which show that the comments beneath an article can drive the narrative of the entire article rather than the article itself, which is why comments are very important, which is why The Guardian censors them all the time. But they've promoted these two comments to the top of the article comments, which basically say that they still insist that this story is generally true and that Jackie, the woman in the story, was raped, even though there's absolutely no evidence to suggest that. So it's just interesting how they double down on these issues, even though they've been caught in total deception. But it just feeds into the wider narrative, which is, you know, born out of cultural Marxism, that they will only focus on things that can be blamed on white Western males, despite the fact that rape in America has declined 58% since 1994. We do have a major problem in Europe, as I mentioned before the break, with these Pakistani Muslim rape gangs, which feminists and leftists refuse to talk about because that's not politically correct and because they don't really care about women. They only care about their intersectional issues, which can be blamed on the patriarchy. So I would hope that it kind of demolishes this whole rape culture myth as they claim it's arising out of, quote, the dominant culture, which is Western white males, because there's very little evidence for that whatsoever. And in fact, the evidence is that rape is going down if you look at it from that perspective. But also, you know, we had the walking while female video a few months ago, a woman walking through mainly poor ghetto areas of New York for 10 hours, and they got 2 minutes of footage of people mainly saying compliments to her. She was harassed a couple of times, but this was 10 hours of footage. What was interesting was when some people pointed out that most of the harassment and the heckling was coming from minorities because she was walking through these poor areas, they actually lied to the video makers and claimed that, oh no, there were more threats and harassment from white people. It's just the audio wasn't loud enough to pick them up. So they blatantly lie when people bring up the fact that, you know, it's in a lot of culture of these minorities because of their culture, not because of the color of their skin, to harass women and treat women as second-class citizens, as Islam does in many countries. But again, feminists don't talk about that. They don't draw attention to that because it can't be used to demonize who they want to demonize. It's the same as, you know, adult entertainers. There was an adult entertainer called Cytheria who was gang raped. Feminists completely ignored it because a lot of them are this kind of new breed of Puritans. They hate women who are involved in the adult entertainment industry. So it's just interesting how they pick and choose their rape victims and who to focus on, when in this case it was a completely debunked and demolished issue. It never happened.
Well, and of course, it is interesting how they pick and choose. And we've talked about that when you and I have talked about the cases of police brutality. They pick and choose. They want to get something that's ambiguous so they can set white people against black people and vice versa. This is all about divide and conquer, ultimately. And as we played some clips from this this sneering Machiavellian president of Stratfor, his name is Friedman, he's talking about different war issues, and they had somebody ask him, you know, what he thought was the threat of the Islamists, and he goes, well, that's not really a problem. And he goes on with some of these other things, but he points out that they want to keep people fighting with each other because he says you don't have to defeat something that never gets started, the fleet that never gets started, in his particular analogy. But of course, if you've got a pushback against police state abuses, you never have to really fight that if you can keep that from ever getting started. If people just dismiss this as something that is a white versus black, get people fighting amongst themselves. One of the things, Paul, that he mentioned was how the genius way that Ronald Reagan had gotten the Iraqis and the Iranians fighting against each other. And of course, it's not just getting different countries fighting against each other, but it is getting the citizens of our country to fight against each other over all these different issues and not really seeing where the real enemy is. I think that's really what is at the heart of this, as I see it, is this divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, and you've seen that since the whole Black Lives Matter movement emerged, because the polls clearly show that in general across the United States, more people now support the police than they did before this whole issue emerged, because they see these black brunch protesters going into restaurants and diners and just basically harassing white people who have nothing to do with what the police do, police conduct, police brutality. So again, we never address the real causes of police brutality, which is why police and predominantly black people are getting into these violent confrontations in the first place. And there's a problem with violence within the police community, but there's also a problem of violence and criminality within the black community. The statistics bear it out. You know, black people are responsible for 50% of homicides despite being only 13% of the population. So the 9/11 calls are going to be coming from those areas. That's why they get into confrontations in the first place. That doesn't mean there's not a problem with police brutality. There clearly is, but we're never going to identify it and rectify it if most of the population support the police because they've been fed this phony narrative about hands up, don't shoot.
Yes, exactly. And what we wind up with is essentially kind of a, as we've talked about, they talked about the Teflon presidency with Ronald Reagan, how no matter how many scandals he's involved in, even though he could sell arms to our supposed mortal enemies, the Iranians, so that he could then foment revolutions in South America, the Iran-Contra situation, no matter how crooked that was, no matter how much of that was exposed, and of course Gary Webb exposed the other aspect of it, how they would then take the drugs from Central America and create a crack cocaine epidemic. No matter what they did, nothing stuck because Ronald Reagan was a Teflon president. We see that now with the police state. No matter how bad it is, nothing sticks. And part of it is because of the way they have cleverly switched the narrative and misdirected people. You know, Paul, I don't know if you're aware of this, but here in the U.S., we've had 176 people killed by cops in January and February. And then in March alone, it was over 100 people were killed by cops. I mean, we do really have a problem. And I think part of the reason that we're seeing this disproportionately with black people is because they've got this broken windows program where they say that we're going to set up a heavy police presence in areas where we see broken windows or graffiti or whatever. So we're going to put a massive amount of police there. Whenever you put a lot of police in a particular area, they're going to start harassing people for stuff like selling cigarettes without paying the tobacco tax on it. And if anybody pushes back, they're liable to kill that person. That's what we saw with Eric Garner.
Yeah, and you know, that was a genuine case of police brutality and the cops should have been indicted. But they mainly focus on cases like Antonio Martin, who pointed a gun at a cop's head. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white, if you point a gun at a cop's head, the consequences generally aren't going to be very pleasant. Yeah. But they focused on that, like that was another example that it was on a par with Eric Garner. So, you know, the media drives a lot of that. Look at Time magazine. In defense of rioting immediately after the Ferguson unrest, they defended the people who were out there burning down mainly black-owned businesses. So they were pushing this whole narrative along with the Obama Justice Department and Obama himself, who said that, you know, they had legitimate grievances when they were burning down stores. You know, that does absolutely nothing to address the issue of police brutality and only makes the people who raise it as a concern look bad. So it discredited it to a large degree. And then, you know, why is it being funded by George Soros? None of these movements that are promoted by the establishment media and get $33 million in funding can be called grassroots. They're not grassroots. They're astroturf movements that, you know, whip up a lot of genuine people, but they're, at the end of the day, they're being directed towards a narrative and an agenda that suits the elite. It doesn't suit the grassroots, the people that would normally support it.
Yeah, you know, I looked at this article today from Infowars.com. CIA and NSA analysts are treated by specialist psychologists because they see so many brutal beheadings and attacks and hardcore child pornography. And, you know, so they take them aside and they give them special treatment. And I guess, you know, to some degree, Paul, I look at these headlines every day, and I'm looking at some of these things. Disturbing video shows a cop allowing a canine to maul an unconscious man to death. We reported about that. A Texas man thrown in jail for weeks because his lawn was overgrown. Father criticizes Detroit police for alleged negligence in son's traffic stop death. Texas sheriff deputy punches a pregnant woman. Another one where we've got up on Infowars.com today. Graphic footage surfaces of Idaho police shooting a pregnant woman who's mentally ill. We see this over and over and over again. And I tell you, it just really grieves me. I know that you don't have this situation anywhere near this level in the UK. I hope you don't get it there. But it is a problem here, and we're not doing anything about it because of this divide and conquer strategy, because they carefully pick which ones they want to talk about, and they avoid the ones that are so obvious and so egregious, and nobody in the mainstream media talks about it. Only we talk about Kelly Thomas, the homeless man being punched to death repeatedly by cops when his dad was a former police officer who instructed people on the proper way to engage the public. And we don't even have a discussion in this country about what the proper, let's call it, rules of engagement, for lack of better terms. How are the police going to conduct themselves? And we just had another case of a cop who was escorted a lady to a domestic dispute because there had been a dispute between she and her husband. And there was a restraining order against her. So he was there. An argument broke out between the two of them. The dog started barking, and the deputy sheriff pulls out a gun to shoot the barking dog, who was no threat to him. He somehow falls on the ground as he's shooting and continues shooting and shoots a lady in the chest multiple times and kills her. I mean, that's the kind of Barney Fife, over-the-top, crazy rules that we see of engagement that the police are acting, and nothing is being done. He's not going to be charged for anything, not for negligent use, negligent homicide, nothing. And, of course, he's going to remain a cop. And that's where we see that everywhere.
Yeah, I think there's some crazy statistic, which is something like there have been more Americans killed by police in the last year than something like the last 30 years in the UK. It's something like that.
Yes.
But as far as I can tell, it must be due to the training. Because when you watch videos of police training, in fact, I remember posting one in an article. It was out of Austin, I think. It's literally like a military boot camp, where they're being trained to take on an enemy.
And where is that training coming from? It's coming from the federal government. We know that. And even in New Mexico, remember the case where they shot the homeless man just outside of Albuquerque in the hills, and that did become viral. It was in New Mexico at the state level that you had an instructor saying, I'm not going to teach this shoot first curriculum. And they had changed that. That was dictated from the federal government. They want to militarize the police. They want to have confrontations. They want them to get violent with the public. It's being driven from the federal government. And there are officers at the state level, at the local level, who are pushing back against it. Unfortunately, their only choice now in most cases is what this guy at the state police academy in New Mexico did. And that was resign, because the system had moved on and had left behind officers who wanted to have a sane, balanced response to situations. I tell you, if you've got to shoot a pregnant woman, if that's your only way that you can control a situation with a pregnant woman, you should not be in the job, period.
Well, I mean, you remember the target, you know, the billboard targets that they were selling to Homeland Security, one of them was of a pregnant woman.
Yes. But yes, true.
The whole perception of American police from a, you know, objectively, if you live outside of the United States, is that they're this predatory gang. I mean, one of the iconic images of American police is just them hanging out on a highway generating revenue and then shooting people. Those are the two most familiar things that people would associate with American police from an outside perspective.
Well, from somebody who's grown up here, that's the way I would look at it, basically.
Yeah.
Is the same way I would look at it. That's a pretty true perception, unfortunately. It used to be that there was the joke about, you know, heaven was, you know, where you would get the best of all these different places. You know, hell was where you would get the British cooking and the German police and so forth and so on. But now the American police have taken the place of the most oppressive police. Of course, the German police got that reputation because of Hitler, because of the Stasi. But we have gotten far worse than the German police ever were. And they have more power and more information about everybody than the German police ever did.
No, and I mean, you know, the majority of police in America will, you know, they're perfectly fine and you won't have any problems with them. But it's just this gang mentality that infests a lot of it. You know, the roid heads and the tattooed ones. It's not like that in Britain. I mean, the police are corrupt. They're completely corrupt, but they don't go out in a predatory fashion to attack the public and look to escalate violent confrontations. It's all about de-escalating violence.
Yes.
In America, it seems like the opposite. It seems the first chance they get, even if you merely speak back to them, they will use that as an excuse to escalate the situation if they don't get instant obeyal from, you know, a member of the public.
And here's the thing that we need to talk, as you point out, this, we're not trying to do a blanket condemnation of police. As Frank Serpico, who we've had on this program many times, if people are young, they may not know the movie Serpico with Al Pacino. You used to see it. It's a great film. Interesting, true story. But we've had Frank Serpico on many times. He talks about people being points of light who are in the system, who speak out against what's happening there. In his day, what was happening was corruption from the war on drugs, and it was a financial thing. But he pointed out that today, there's this brutality issue. That's really the bigger challenge. And of course, that, I would argue, has come out of the corruption with the war on drugs. But when you don't stop it, and as he said, you're always going to have, in any profession, you're always going to have good people and you're going to have bad people. I mean, we were just talking about journalism. Look at the situation that happened here. You've got Rolling Stones has done some great journalism, especially Matt Taibbi about bankers and that sort of thing. But you've got different types of people there. Once, though, you have a system that does not punish wrongdoing, then the system itself accepts that wrongdoing. It excuses it. It internalizes it. And then you have systemic corruption. And that's the problem that we have here in America today, because the brutality is not being punished. The people are not being fired or put in jail. And so the system itself is accepting it, rubber stamping it, and becoming systemically corrupted. Thank you so much, Paul. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks, David.
Thank you. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to take your calls in the next hour. I want to finish up with some news that we didn't cover earlier on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Big John. Big John.
arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to take your calls in the next hour. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I wanted to go over a little bit more news that we didn't cover. A lot of things are happening right now. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have Winter Sun, our newest product, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, that's something that we call it Winter Sun because you get vitamin D. Your body produces it when exposed to sunlight. If you're indoors, because they run you indoors, saying that you can't play outside. Of course, they're doing that with children right now. They're going to do that to adults sooner or later, say you can't play outside, go sit inside, hang out on social media, watch television. You can't get outdoors or we'll arrest you because, for your own good, you know, just to keep you safe. But no, to keep you safe, to promote your health. And actually, you need to understand that vitamin D is really a vital nutrient. It supports your immune health, your organ health, your bone health, your nervous system support, and your brain health. We have a source of it that is D3. It's not D2. It's not synthetic. It is a natural source. It's the best source of vitamin D3 that we could find. Again, that's Winter Sun Vitamin D3. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 800-253-3139. Now, we were talking earlier in the program about the fact that Rand Paul is going to announce probably tomorrow that he's going to run for president. Of course, the elephant in the room that everyone is talking about is Jeb Bush. He has so much money. We've got an article that's up on Drudge today. Gary Hart is talking about a billion-dollar Clinton campaign. He said that should frighten Americans. I think it should. I think we should all be frightened about how much money is pouring into the coffers of Clinton and of Jeb Bush. You know, it was H.L. Mencken that said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods, and he was exactly right. Guys, pull up that clip with Jeb Bush on Hugh Hewitt. Because, you know, when you give $1 billion to Hillary Clinton, and we see that happening all the time, I mean, we could wind up having a $2 billion presidential campaign. And that is just a prescription for disaster. That is an advanced auction of stolen goods. But Jeb Bush went on the Hugh Hewitt show, and Hugh Hewitt is a conservative, a right-wing conservative, as I would call him, a real warmonger. And they were talking about the NSA and Jeb Bush's love affair with the NSA. And, of course, this is a conversation that happened right after the shooting of the two men dressed as women, the two transvestite prostitutes that had stolen a car or whatever and hit the barrier. But this is the way they responded to that. Let's play that audio clip.
Let's turn to the serious stuff. I want to start with the attack on the NSA today. We don't know much about these two people. Probably terrorists, obviously. Probably, yeah, it's a sure. Terrorist attack when you attack the NSA. How great a threat of lone wolf terrorism do you see right now, and what should the country do about it?
I think it's a serious threat in a world where we're so connected with the rest of the world. We have people moving in and people moving out.
Okay, pause that there for a second. Pause now, that. Okay, so it's a serious threat. It's a lone wolf terrorist. Okay, so we know that because, you know, they attacked the NSA. And even though there was two of them, it was a lone wolf. I tell you what, in Washington, if you get lost or if you get panicked, just make sure you're not dressed as a woman. You know, make sure that you're dressed like a Secret Service agent, because then you can crash the barricades and nothing is going to happen to you. But, of course, he's going to go on and tell you how much we need the NSA. But, of course, the NSA can't even protect themselves. Let's continue with that tape.
Everybody gets to listen to your show to get all their information. People get their information in different ways. They get disaffected, disillusioned, preyed upon. And so, yeah, I think that this is a ongoing threat, and I hope that our counterintelligence capabilities are always vigilant. I've always been nervous about the attacks on the NSA and somehow that we're losing our freedoms by keeping the homeland safe. I think we need to be really vigilant.
That's where I was leading. There is an element within our party, and I'm a Republican, you're a Republican, that has grown Snowden-esque in certain ways and very, very anti-surveillance. But in a world where people are attacking the NSA, I don't know that we have an alternative. So how do you balance those two things out?
Well, first, okay, we'll be right back and play the rest of that clip for you. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking in the next segment with Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about what he found out about Barrett Brown. Of course, Barrett Brown has had his emails suspended by the prison system for using it, quote, for the wrong thing. You know, talking to people, that type of thing. That's wrong. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs about that because we can break that down a little bit farther for you, where it actually involves Joe talking to him on the email. But before I do, I want to go back and finish up with this Jeb Bush tape that we had. He was on the Hugh Hewitt Show. And this is Jeb Bush talking about the NSA. First, they were talking about the attack that had just happened on the NSA, as it was portrayed an attack. It really wasn't an attack. But the two men who were dressed up as women, both of them got shot, one of them killed. And, of course, it was an opportunity for Hugh Hewitt and Jeb Bush to portray the NSA as helpless victims. But at the same time, they are going to protect us by their dragnet surveillance. And so Bush goes on to make the case for dragnet surveillance of the NSA. Let's continue with that clip.
I've always been nervous about the attacks on the NSA and somehow that we're losing our freedoms by keeping the homeland safe. I think we need to be really vigilant.
That's where I was leading. There is an element within our party, and I'm a Republican, you're a Republican, that has grown Snowden-esque in certain ways and very, very anti-surveillance. But in a world where people are attacking the NSA, I don't know that we have an alternative. So how do you balance those two things out?
Well, first of all, I think the president has to lead, has to explain to people. He's actually enhanced the intelligence capability in many ways because technology's gotten better, but he never defends it. He never explains it. He never tries to persuade people that their civil liberties are being protected by the systems we have in place.
Ooh, catch that? Obama hasn't owned this is the problem. See, if you were a Bush, you would go out there and you would talk about how we have this Patriot Act. You know, it's almost like, as my son pointed out, it's like, oh, look, that acronym spells Patriot. It must be a sign. Who would have thought? This whole thing was a takedown of our legal system. And we need to understand that this isn't about surveillance or not surveillance. You're not allowed to surveil dragnet surveillance. That's clear. And of course, they don't have a problem with it, the Bushes. If he were Obama, he would embrace it. He would brag about how the NSA is protecting our civil liberties. Let's have that discussion. I would like to hear Jeb Bush explain how the NSA is protecting our civil liberties when they defy the law, when they defy the FISA Act, when they defy every aspect of our protections under the Constitution. But they're protecting us. Look, he has already gone on record as saying that he thinks that the NSA is hugely important. And like many other Republicans, like Burr, from North Carolina, who is now the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, he says he doesn't think there should ever be any oversight of anything that the NSA does. And, of course, there's an article out from NPR that Jeb Bush is self-identified as an Hispanic on his voter application in 2009. Well, that tells you something about what his immigration policies are going to be. But, you know,
He is self-identified as an authoritarian. He has owned this, even to the extent that in Florida, as the New York Times pointed out on March 21st, he said that he's got a plan that's called, codenamed, Homeland Security. And that's how he's going to neutralize homegrown threats to his campaign. Everything these guys do is a police state. It's absolutely obnoxious to think that our choice is going to probably be Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. That is not a choice, and that's why we're not going to change anything from Washington. And let me give you another reason why we're not going to change anything from Washington. Sarah Brady, as you may have realized, died this last weekend. And of course, you know, this is unfortunately a life that has been spent in a misguided effort to try to bring some meaning to the tragedy of her husband's shooting. But the thing I see when I look at this is how Ronald Reagan threw the Second Amendment under the bus because he wanted to help a friend and try to give some meaning to this suffering. That's why we can't get this fixed in Washington, because Ronald Reagan doesn't appreciate the Second Amendment or any of the rest of the amendments with his civil asset forfeiture. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio now is Joe Biggs. I had mentioned in the last hour when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson that Barrett Brown, and of course, Paul and Joe and I had talked to Barrett Brown from prison. We had talked to him on the phone. And I just saw over the weekend that they have suspended his email quote, for using it for the wrong thing. And when I mentioned that to Paul Joseph Watson in the break, Joe Biggs came in and told me, he says, yeah, he was contacted by some of the people, and they asked him questions about, tell us what you heard, Joe.
So I was speaking to some of the people on Barrett Brown's side. One of the guys, Kevin Gallagher, who runs the Free Barrett Brown accounts and all that for him. And he said, hey, you're not going to be able to email with Barrett anymore. And I said, why not? I said, well, from what we've been told and what we believe, it's because of his correspondence with you at InfoWars and what you've been talking about. And the fact that he also set me up with another inmate who had bombshell information about the Bureau of Prisons and a lot of the corruption going on there. So the fact that he was corresponding with me and then putting me in contact with other prisoners who were trying to get their stories out, they essentially cut his email off.
Interesting, because in the story on RT, they point out that his access has been restricted for a full year until April of 2016 without explanation. But while speaking to a supervisor, Brown was told that he lost his email privileges because he was, quote, using it for the wrong thing. They say he was also talking to Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept about the possibility of writing for his publication a regular column, and they restricted his email. They say that according to their own policy in the Bureau of Prisons, that inmates can send electronic messages, but with the exception, they prohibit or discontinue operation if the individual inmate's participation is determined to jeopardize the safety, the security, or the orderly operation of the correctional facility. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, how are you going to do that with, email? I don't really know. I mean, he's not, trying to break out. That's not.
Well, him and I never spoke about anything that had to do with, corruption within the prison system, although he did mention the fact that when he was able to get out, he would definitely have some things to speak about that. And that's something that he would look forward to writing about and doing more research into as a corruption in these prison systems. But the main thing is the fact that he linked me to this inmate who had been there for quite some time. And like he said, his words were just big information, breaking news about massive corruption going on there. So he was trying to, you know, we're playing a little cat and mouse back and forth. He was getting me in contact with this guy back and forth. And now they're thinking that's why, because he was going to essentially give me a lot of information about what was going on there.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And for those of you who don't know about Barrett Brown, I know many of our audience know a lot about him, and perhaps some in our audience don't know anything about him. When we talked about his case, when we had him call in, and just to kind of summarize it very quickly, it was a very egregious case. I mean, they were coming after him initially because he had linked to something, because he had a link. I mean, that sets up all kinds of troubling precedents.
Yeah,
if you can go to jail just for linking to some documents that somebody else has done. Nobody had ever accused him of hacking Stratfor, knowing anything about it. He's simply a journalist. He had written a lot about Anonymous, and he was in one of these articles, he had linked to something that was there. And as a matter of fact, his only involvement, if you could say it was involvement, was to offer to take a look at this document for on behalf of Stratfor, make sure that nothing private got out, that it was only information that the public should have in terms of their secret correspondence with government and with corporations conspiring to do dirty tricks with people. And that's what people really wanted to see. That's what Anonymous was really about. But of course, they sent him to jail for that. They sent him to jail. They eventually dropped that charge, but then they accused him, as I pointed out when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson, of on making a comment on social media saying, basically repeating what a Fox News commentator had said, calling for the assassination of Julian Assange, and just verbatim repeated that. And they said, you're talking about an FBI agent, so you're going to go to jail for threatening an FBI agent.
Yeah. And then they also take his Declaration of Independence and file that away as evidence, you know, that he's this extremist patriot who loves the Constitution. I mean, the fact that that is now a crime in our country shows you how out of control this country is going.
Having a pocket copy of the Declaration of Independence, the FBI said, was evidence that Barrett Brown was an extremist, okay, a dangerous person. And they refused to give that back to him.
Yeah.
And it was part even of the plea bargain agreement that he made with them. And the judge said, well, I think we can give it back. And he actually has the judge's orders. He said he didn't talk to anybody about that for the longest time because he didn't think anybody would believe him. And that's the problem. Just as we're talking about this case of this lawyer who was, the judge got very vindictive in a divorce case. She said, you need to recuse yourself. And he said, I'm not going to do it. And then he went after her. She was alleges that she was tortured, sexually molested, and held for a very long period of time. And the lawyers who looked at it said, nobody's going to believe this. That's the kind of country we live in.
Well, the problem since 2008 is we had a president who ran on the fact that he was going to be the most transparent presidency ever.
Yes.
And it has been 10 times worse in the Bush administration by far.
Yeah.
I mean, they are going after whistleblowers. They're going about after anybody who exposes corruption. Meanwhile, they leave these criminals alone.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, he is transparent, though. I mean, it is the most transparently criminal organization that we've ever had. Every administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat, gets worse. That's what scares me, Joe, about the prospect of looking at another Bush or another Clinton. We know that it is going to rapidly go up. And if you heard that clip where Jeb Bush was talking to Hugh Hewitt, saying, well, the biggest problem with the current administration is not that they've got dragnet spying on everybody, but that Obama isn't owning it and being proud of it, because the Republicans are proud of the police state that they have created. The police state that William Binney, who was the top technical person globally at the NSA for decades, said we have a police state. And he's somebody who knows what a police state is. He spent decades watching the Stasi, watching the Soviet Union. He knows exactly what a police state is. And he says what we've got now is far more dangerous because of the technological leverage that they have.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, within the past year alone, since I've been here, I mean, it's just spiraled out of control.
Yes, yes. That's the problem. You know, because we don't have any constraints over the people in government, you know, we're seeing exponential growth in technology, okay? It is rapidly, and that's something that's been going on for decades. What people don't realize that has also been going on for decades is the misapplication of that technology. Okay. It isn't just so much that we've got artificial intelligence, which can be targeted on a very specific population, on a very specific problem or whatever. It's that we've got men of artificial integrity in office, and they're going to misuse that technology. That's what Eisenhower warned us about. He said that all the research was going to be taken over. We talked about the military industrial complex. He also talked about how all the research would be taken over by the universities, the university research would be taken over by the military industrial complex, and they would turn the technology into a very dangerous purpose. And that's what we see happening with DARPA research and the weapons that they're creating.
I mean, we have a criminal presidency in general. I mean, if you and I wanted to go to the White House tomorrow, and if we were late on taxes or anything like that, we wouldn't be able to be around the president. We wouldn't be able to be like within 100 yards of him, yet set foot on White House property. Meanwhile, you're allowed to bring in a criminal thug like Al Sharpton, who owes millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So we have this criminal operation, and then they're allowing criminals to come in there as well.
Or you can have Anwar al-Awlaki that dines at the Pentagon multiple times. I mean, he has to be one of our first and highest profile drone assassinations. You know, he sets the precedent for it because he's the person who is so dangerous. Well, if he's so dangerous, why was he advising the Pentagon on terrorism, right? It's because these guys are running both sides of it, just like they ran both sides of the war on drugs and continue to run both sides on the war on drugs. I mean, it's pretty obvious to everybody that they're funding the terrorists, that they tried to get this war going in Syria. Now they've got it going in Syria. They've got it going in multiple places. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting, Joe, I'll just throw this out and get your comments on it. Antiwar.com had an article up talking about protesters in Saudi Arabia protesting this war that Saudi Arabia has gotten involved in Yemen. And I thought that was a pretty amazing thing. They had two people killed, 30 protesters wounded as Saudi forces attack an anti-war rally. I mean, that shows you that in Saudi Arabia, there are people that have the guts to stand up to an authoritarian state. And you're not going to find an authoritarian state any worse than Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I mean, they're our allies, okay? And they've had the best of our technology, the best of our help in terms of setting up, just as we did in Iran, setting up the Savak under the Shah.
I mean, it's only going to be a matter of time before something like that happens here when people start protesting. I mean, it's happened before, but on a much larger scale. And then you have all these operations happening. Jade Helm, there's a dirty bomb exercise this Saturday in California in Richmond. There's another disaster preparation thing that's going to be happening here in Austin at the end of the month. I mean, all these drills are happening, and it all looks like it's pushing in that martial law direction.
Yes.
You know, against, you know, public insurrection where people are standing up and quite frankly just pissed off at what the government's doing.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to a point where they start mowing down crowds of people out there.
Yes.
Using the National Guard, using all these people. And that's a scary thing. I just hope it never gets to that point.
Exactly. As I look at this, I think, you know, when I first saw this article, I thought, wow, that is a gutsy group of people to go into Saudi Arabia and stand up and protest. Because, I mean, you know, people get flogged, they get beheaded, they get their hands cut off, yep. For virtually nothing. In that country. I mean, they have, you want to talk about beheadings, there's been more beheadings by our allies, the Saudis, than there have from all the purported terrorist events, even if those are all real, and a lot of them look very much like they were manufactured.
Well, it's like you say, you judge someone by the friends they keep around. You know, the people that we keep in our corner aren't really doing very great humanitarian type things, and we're definitely becoming a reflection of that.
And if you don't punish the bad people in the crowd. I mean, that's the point I was making when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson. As Frank Serpico said, police are like any other group. When you pull people in, you're going to have good people, you're going to have bad people. You can have bad journalists, you can have bad police, you can have good journalists. But if you don't purge it out, then it becomes institutionalized. Then it becomes systemic. And that's the whole issue, too, with this Rolling Stone situation. Because they did not do anything about it, now they're opening themselves up for legal issues. But what do we do about an over-the-top police? Well, we're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. Thanks so much for letting us know what you know about this Barrett Brown situation. We're going to keep looking at it. And we're going to do our best to try to talk to him again. We're not going to let them censor that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. We're going to go to Harvey, Frank, Andrew, Sean, some of the first ones we're going to go to. So hang on, we'll be right with you. Before we do, I just want to let you know quickly that we now have Supermail Vitality back in the new formulation. This has a key new ingredient, fulvic acid. It will enhance the entire formula's ability to work in your body. And, of course, this is something Dr. Groups have been working on since the initial testing of 5 years ago. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com, and we have it back in stock now. The new formulation of Super Male Vitality. Let's go to Harvey in Florida. Harvey, you live in Florida. What do you think about Jeb Bush? It looks like that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I really wanted to speak about something else, but you said it's like saying Niagara Falls to me. This is the third generation of a Nazi-loving family.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nazis that took over this country, I mean, that tape that you had with him admitting how he loves the NSA because that protects the interest of the Nazi ruling party that took over this country. His father...
Yes.
Was in the CIA, which oversaw the building up of the police state through the NSA. And the one time we ever needed the NSA, which is to prevent 9/11 and things like that, well, they were nowhere to be found because their job is really to protect the interests of the people like Bush. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And if you hear that clip between him and Hugh Hewitt right after the shooting at the NSA, and of course, we say the shooting at the NSA, it sounds like they were shooting at the NSA. It was the NSA that was shooting, the security guards that were shooting at them. But of course, you know, they're trumping that up, saying, this is why we need to have this dragnet surveillance state. Look, it is not to protect your civil liberties, as Jeb Bush says. Anybody that believes that is a blithering idiot. This doesn't protect anybody's civil liberties. It destroys your civil liberties. It destroys the rule of law. Even if they were to stay within the confines of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was put in place because of the exposures of what the CIA was doing by Frank Church. And guess who they got in place after they got rid of some of the people at the CIA? It was George H.W. Bush. He went into the CIA. He was the guy that they put in to rebuild any and to get around any restrictions that were put in there. Look, anybody that buys that, you could sell them a Brooklyn Bridge or anything. That's absolutely absurd and obnoxious to hear that kind of talk coming from Jeb Bush. But, of course, what do you expect from somebody that talks about his campaign as Homeland Security and how they're going to take out homegrown threats to his campaign? I tell you, Harvey, I was done with Jeb Bush and his brother, and I think most people should be done with him. I mean, well, for a long time. But I'll just say this. The Christians should get a clue when they watch the way these two guys behaved in the Terry Schiavo case. If you want to give these guys a pass and say, you know, I don't really care how they destroy the rule of law because I know the Bush family are good Christians. I mean, I've heard Christians tell me that. And it's like, you know, they don't realize what they have done. But we don't need a system that needs good men in place to work. We need to make sure that we've got a system of checks and balances. And the Bush family has done more than anybody else, except maybe the Clintons, to destroy that. Of course, Obama's been pretty active, too, every one of these presidents. But he's not going to do anything to restore that. And I got to say that anybody that believes all these phony stories about their evangelical experiences need to look at the fruit of what came out of these two guys. Look at how they allowed a probate judge to shut off food and water to a dying woman against the wishes of half of her family. What would it hurt to give that woman food and water? Yet they arrested people who wanted to do that. What are your comments, Harvey?
You know anything about the history of Jeb Bush? You know, he traded on his family's connections and his family's wealth to that was all generated by the police state. He was the Nigerian water pump salesman. Look that up. Do a Google search for the Nigerian Jeb Bush, the water pump salesman to Nigeria. Inside dealing, inside trading, accused of a tremendous crime there. He also was involved with the Sunrise Savings and Loan, where he shystered a building. There's a typical guy that was born on third base and thinks he hit a home run.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
an inside wheel dealer trading on his family's wealth, and these are nothing but literally a third generation Nazi scumbag. That's
yes.
what we're dealing with.
Yes, here. And you're talking about the.
If he even show his face in public, he should be pilloried.
And you're talking about the connections that that George H.W. Bush's father had with Averill Harriman and the Nazi financing. Yeah, people need to take a look at the Panama Deception, and they also need to take a look at this new documentary, The Writer with No Hands. Look that trailer up. That's an interesting premise about what maybe was behind the attack on Panama. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Have them trouble with the high school head. He's giving
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to go back to your calls. Sean, Frank, Andrew, Stephen, hang on. We're going to be right with you. Before I go back, I want to just mention this article that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting out of the Atlantic. How red states learn to love the gas tax. And of course, as soon as the price of oil dropped precipitously, Alex Jones said, they're going to use this to put taxes on you. And that's what's happening. And it's coming from, guess what? Republican states. Because you know what? They're looking for ways to grow government. They're not looking for ways to cut spending. They're looking for ways to fund ever-increasing spending. They're not about limited government. Let me give you an example. They point out in the Atlantic, a month ago, Iowa's Republican Governor Terry Branstad approved a gas tax hike that sailed through the legislature in under 2 weeks. Top Republicans in Georgia, Michigan, and South Dakota have also proposed similar increases. See, while the taxes are down, while the price of oil is down, they're going to ramp up the taxes, hoping that you're not going to notice it. Oh, well, it's not quite as cheap as it was last week, but hey, it's still cheaper than it was a few months ago, so that's cool. They say as many as 12 states could raise fuel taxes in 2015 alone after six did so in just the last 2 years. They say this is a breakthrough for many states that have gone more than 20 years without touching the levy on gasoline. Yeah, thank you, Saudis. Now we can ramp it up at the pump in terms of taxes. But they say the most interesting thing from the standpoint of the Atlantic is that, hey, this isn't really causing any discussion in these red states, in these Republican states. There is no debate, they said. There's no ideological fight, even though the Utah Taxpayer Association even was a main opposition to increasing the gas tax. It didn't happen, okay? This is still getting rammed through. Now, the reason this is happening is because they're pushing this through and saying, this is what the Republicans are saying. The users of the system need to be the ones that pay for the system. I believe that's a core Republican principle. Yeah, that's true. That's true. If that were the way that the money was going to be used. But we know in state after state after state, they hike up the gas taxes and they don't spend it all on improving the roads or the bridges. They divert it to other areas. Because you know what is also another Republican principle? Bait and switch. That's something that they really have down. Okay, let's go to Sean in Trinidad. Sean?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. I really love the show y'all guys y'all have because I've been, how I can put this, been taking a very, very, very close look at the United States for the last year. And I got to say, America has the most divisive president ever.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is we look at the rise of this feud between whites and blacks, filling the void with Hispanics, the persecution of the church with this homosexual agenda and supposed religious freedom for Muslims. We look at basically funding both sides of all these wars that happening in the Middle East where they back the Iranian troops in Iraq and then back Saudi Arabia in fighting the Houthis in Yemen, who are Shiite,
yes,
in terms of their allegiance. And there's only one way I can look at this, David. I'm a Christian. As you know, the name of my country, Trinidad and Tobago, is formed by Christopher Columbus in the representation of the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's only one way I can see this. I viewed that video you all did with Jared Salente talking about his predictions or whatnot, or his trends in 2009. And I don't know when would the Christians realize and give credit where credit is due to the prophets of the Bible. Thousands of years ago, of all these things that you are seeing playing out today in front of our very eyes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We can't see it. And what I really talked about is that deal, this supposed agreement with the U.S. and Iran. This reminded me of, I'm very young, a young student of history, and it reminded me of Neville Chamberlain, right? Within a year time of supposed this peace agreement with the Nazis, won the world at war with the Nazis, right?
Yes.
And honestly speaking, like I said, I can only see this thing one way. When you look at Obama's policy towards his foreign policy and the way he deals with the U.S., his agenda lines perfectly with Erdogan of Turkey. Look at the way he treats with Egypt, where they try to install the Muslim Brotherhood as the head of of governance, and they were, the military had to step in and boot them out. Look at the way, at what went on with Libya, the whole destruction of Gaddafi and his whole regime, and supposedly that was a success, according to Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Right? When they got all the arms. You bring up an interesting point, because, you know, I think one of my problems that I have had with Obama, even before he got elected president, was the fact that he had grown up for and spent a great deal of time, his formative years, in a foreign country, going to a Muslim school. So even if he had an American mother, where he was raised was a very different kind of value system. Let's just put it that way. And did not grow up in America. So he doesn't have the kind of, and I think we've now seen this in his presidency, that he doesn't have the kind of appreciation or love for the rule of law, for this country's history. He really does come across as a foreign president, and that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. He grew up outside of the country, and I think we need to look at that, the whole idea that we need to have a natural-born citizen for president. It's not that we got an issue with somebody that's from Indonesia, or we got an issue with somebody who's a Canadian citizen like Ted Cruz. It's just they need to grow up in America. They need to have a stake in the country. And I think it's kind of interesting when you look at what's going on now with Bloomberg saying he's going to run for mayor of London. I mean, this is the way that they're using musical chairs to move these politicians around. I think this is something that's being done, obviously, with people who have a globalist agenda that want to get everybody used to the idea that you don't really need to have anybody that grew up in your area that really is embedded in your culture, in your history, to represent you. You can just pick and choose from anywhere in the world to make this guy president or make this guy the mayor of London. That really concerns me, and I think we're seeing that. And, of course, there's also Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran. I don't know how long she spent in Iran. She's essentially the power behind the throne, just like Kissinger was behind Nixon, or Zbigniew Brzezinski was behind Carter. She's basically calling the shots there, and she grew up in or spent a good deal of time in Iran. Her father left the U.S. because he really did not like the U.S. He hated the U.S. He felt that he had been discriminated against as a black man, so he took his family and he went to Iran. That's where she was born. I don't know how long she spent there, but she has a lot of connections, especially on her mother's side. There's this small Chicago mafia that hangs out really around the educational institutions there that Bill Ayers is a part of. So you've got that mafia there that's a little bit different from the Clinton mafia. The Clinton mafia was about drug running and power and money and killing anybody that got in their way. But this mafia, they do all that as well, but they really seem to have a visceral hatred for America. Seems like to me, I don't know, just looking at it. That's my opinion. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, that's very true. And I was going to say, make that exact point, especially look at Huma Abedin, look at Valerie Jarrett, look at how close the Muslim Brotherhood has gotten into the White House. Look at what happened with Bob Bergdahl, like the guy who deserted. And for his release, they released five guys from Gitmo, who are known Islamists or whatnot.
Yeah, and it came out that they really didn't want Bergdahl necessarily. they took him as kind of a beard. That came out after the fact. That's kind of the way they're pushing back on this. But sorry, go ahead. Finish up with what you wanted to say.
Yeah, so basically what I wanted to say is this. I could only look at this one way, biblically, and this is something that is going to happen very soon, quicker than most might think. I can't put a time to it, but I believe it's going to be very, very, very soon. And the reason why I say that is that this new feud between Sunnis and Shiites in the Middle East that is being fueled will culminate into something very, very serious and disastrous for Saudi Arabia. Right? And what I mean by that is that, what do you think John the Revelator was talking about when he got his dream that he was taken by an angel into the wilderness, into the desert by the Red Sea, where he talked about the harlot of Babylon, where he talked about all the nations of the world sip of a wine from a cup of fornication. What do you think that wine is? It's oil. Oil. It's all about oil. And he described basically her coming destruction. And this is exactly where it's going. Even Isaiah talked about it, where he said, and the streams of Edom shall be turned to pitch, the soil to sulfur, the land shall become burning pitch night and day. It shall not be quenched, and its smoke shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall lie with, no one shall pass through it forever and ever.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, as you point out, there's a lot of things that are lining up with that. And, you know, unfortunately, we've got a lot of people who will look at that and say, great, that means that the end of the world is about to come and I'm going to get raptured out of here. So I'm just going to sit back and not do anything about it. And I'm reminded of what Martin Luther said. He said, if I knew I was going to die tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today. We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. We don't do it to ingratiate ourselves to God. We can't earn that. And we got the globalists who think that they can buy eternal life. That was the top of Drudge on Easter. That's a great placement for Drudge to show these globalists who are out there thinking that with their research, they're going to somehow extend their life perhaps forever. Isn't going to happen. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's a free gift from the God that they won't acknowledge exists. But, you know, I think in terms of time, thank you, Sean. I'm going to go on. I want to get some of the other people. I think in terms of time frame, they've been talking about 2020 and 2025 for a very long time. And a lot of this stuff could actually happen by then or even before then. We never know. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
Yeah, David, you know, I keep hearing all these comments from all different directions about this Rolling Stones report, and I guess it's become a scandal, and the journalist isn't going to be fired, and then you got Lion Brian Williams out there. Some revelations have come about on his integrity and whatnot, and I just, you know, as far as the shortcomings of the, you know, state of the integrity in journalism today, I mean, the media in general has been tainted, I think, forever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like an agenda driven farce every day in the media. And you got all these establishment, you know, cheerleader type sycophants who, you know, they're on the payroll. So they're going to go along with the official narrative, and everything that really comes out, all the major, you know, driving agendas, they're complicit in it because they want to keep getting a paycheck. And I mean, the most obvious example of this is the complicity of the media and the false flag of 9/11. I think that's coming up on the 14th anniversary.
Yeah.
And you know, the media has already, I mean, you know, you hear people in the media, radio hosts and different people in the mainstream media, people on TV saying, well, you know, Lion Brian Williams and, you know, this Rolling Stones article. And then they act like they just can't believe that the Rolling Stones would, you know, sacrifice their integrity like that. And I'm like, there is no integrity in the mainstream media. Man, you guys lost that a long time ago. I'm speaking to the people in the mainstream media out there. And,
Look at what they recently did in terms of, as you had these mandatory vaccination bills pushing their way through different state legislatures. Unfortunately, at least two of them have been shut down. We'll have to see if they're going to come back in another form. I'm sure they'll keep trying. But, of course, you've got Megyn Kelly on Fox News saying, hey, it sounds like a Big Brother. It is. But sometimes you need Big Brother. You know, when you need Big Brother is when your corporate sponsors, Big Pharma, own you like they do Fox News. And that's why they push that kind of stuff. And that's why they misrepresent what the real concerns are. The real concerns are, it isn't that we don't understand what vaccines are. We know exactly what active immunity was about. We know what passive immunity was about. That's what we saw people getting these convalescent injections in the wake of being exposed to Ebola. And of course, active immunity is what vaccines were about. The theory behind that is sound, except that now they have added all these different preservatives and adjuvants to it. And when you start adding things like aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and all this other kind of stuff, now you don't simply have just a vaccine. But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to have that discussion. Instead, it's like, just shut up. You're a bunch of ignorant people who don't understand how vaccines work. And then they push that because that's what their corporate sponsors want.
Something that people have to keep in the back of their mind is the powers that be, the elite at the top, you always have to keep in the back of your mind, what is always on their mind? Population control. They have to control the population through whatever means necessary. Sterility, war.
Mm-hmm. Propaganda. You know, first they'll try to win your hearts and minds. If they can't do that, then they will neutralize you and they'll take you down. And I think you really hit it. I mean, that really is what is at the forefront of their mind. They know that they're going to be automating 50% or more of the jobs out of existence. Are we going to have that many more jobs set up to create robots? No, we're going to have massive unemployment. You're not going to be able to reposition everybody for 50% of the jobs. And of course, the people that are going to be losing it are going to be at the bottom rung. The people who are working in the fast food restaurants or the people who are working for the most part in the transportation industry. That's going to really be hit hard with these self-driving autonomous trucks and that sort of thing. So it's going to be massive unemployment. So how do they do that? They have to pacify and control us, or they have to eliminate us. You're exactly right. Thank you, Frank. I want to get everybody that's queued up here on. Thank you so much. Let's go to Andrew in Iowa. Andrew, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a idea for a nationwide movement that I don't expect will like fix everything or anything like that, but it may get them, you know, raising their eyebrows a little bit and being a little more concerned with how blatant they are about doing things.
Okay, quickly, because we're coming up to a break. You got about you got about 45 seconds. Lay it out for us.
Okay, really quick, I think that everyone who listens to this broadcast should go out like the Tea Party movement and protest the corruption. I don't want it to like turn into anything that Ferguson was like, but I want like a peaceful movement that protests all the tyrannical stuff, the FCC and the internet, the the gun grabbing, everything else, you know.
Oh yeah, I agree. But I think there's more proactive things that we can do. I think if we can educate people, I think one of the ways that we can really shut down these criminal laws and take back our freedom is to do it one at a time. With jury nullification. Think about it. If you got one person out of 12, we can call that the 8% solution. Okay? One person out of 12 can shut down bad laws, shut down criminal applications of these laws, excessive fines and punishments. You can look at how they're going to use this. You can look at the law and not just the facts of the case. That's why juries were established. Go back and read the Founding Fathers. You can understand where that is. I think we can nullify them, especially at the jury level, because you can get state and federal laws there. We need to take back the jury system from the corrupt courts that have taken it from us. And we need to take back the power at the state to shut down this criminal government we call the federal government. Stay with us. I'm going to go back to your calls right after the break. The number is 800-259-9231.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. In this final segment, we're going to go back to your calls, as the caller in the last segment was just talking about the need to find a peaceful solution. And of course, demonstrations are always good. People demonstrated at the Bundy Ranch, for example, but there was also a clear-cut goal. They were also fed up with what the government was doing to their friends and neighbors, and they were going to put it all on the line. When you stand up to the federal government, when you refuse to be bullied, when you refuse to allow them to shut down our legal system, they will back down. We've seen it over and over again. Usually they only make an exception for the one person who is challenging them. That's what we've seen from the farmer in Michigan at Baker's Green Acres. That's what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. We see that over and over again with Corbett, who was fighting the TSA. But we need to collectively stand up for our individual rights. And one of the ways we can do, as I mentioned, was with the fully informed jury. Inform people of what their real duty, responsibility, and rights are as a juror. And that is to watch the back of each other. We've seen that work as well, and that is a very important peaceful solution that you can do. Now, of course, you can also, I think, have much more effect at the state level than you're going to have at the federal government. An example of this is the bill that was just signed in Kansas City, in Kansas. This is Kansas City Star reporting it. Governor Brownback, as Alex pointed out last week, signed the bill to allow constitutional carry in Kansas. That's the fifth state allowing that. So you can establish your rights at the state level. And you can also refuse to send people to jail when the government attacks their rights. If you don't like the way the government is coming at them, if you don't like the way they collected the evidence, if you don't like the penalties that they're going to expose them to, if you think that that's excessive, you have a right to shut that down, to let that person walk, and you have a duty to do that. It's called jury nullification. And what you're seeing happening here in these various states in terms of gun bills, that's called constitutional carry. That's at the state level supporting what they will not do at the federal level. I want to go back to your calls, but just one more story here, and that is, I saw this story came out of India about how they're now going to start using drones for crowd control. And of course, this is the kind of thing that we're going to see here in America, but it's going to be much more sophisticated, much more heinous in terms of crime control. We were talking earlier about the situation in Panama. We saw some of that type of stuff used with the Panama invasion down there. They've got a lot of really horrific stuff that's been developed by DARPA. But now in India, in the place called Lucknow, they're going to have drones that have the capacity to carry 2 kilograms of weight. And what are they going to do with that? Well, they're going to put pepper powder in that, so they can shower the crowd with that if they don't disperse. If they want to redress their government, if they want to protest, they just drop the pepper spray on it. And when I saw that, and saw the drones, I had just seen a couple of days earlier a picture of somebody using a small drone to herd sheep instead of a border collie. And I've got a border collie, so they got my attention. But when I looked at that, and I looked at this article here, it made me think about how much contempt our governments have for the people that they think of as sheep. If you had had a drone and it was dropping pepper spray on the sheep that didn't get into place, you would have the animal rights activists outraged about that. And I think they should be. But if they drop it on the people, I'm sure they deserved it. That's the kind of attitude we see. That's the kind of attitude that supports the police state. That's the kind of attitude that we need to shut down. Yeah, your government does not love you. They think less of you than they do the real sheep. Let's go quickly to Slim in Canada. Slim, you said you've got some Canadian legislation. I want to give people in Canada a chance to hear that. What's the bill? Real quickly, you've just got a few seconds.
C-51.
And what's it about?
Yeah, I see you're going on a commercial right now. Did you want me to hold me over?
I'll tell you what. I'll hold. We'll do some overdrive. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then and hang on. We're going to go on overdrive and take a few more of these calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back to Overdrive. This is David Knight, your host today, and I wanted to go into this next segment and take as many of our callers as we get. Slim, David, Russ, I think we'll get through you guys. Let's go back to Slim. He's in Canada, and there is a bill, C-51, that we didn't have time to lay down for people that's coming up for the Canadian legislature. Tell us about that.
Many aspects to it. I mean, I don't want to take up too much of your time and sit there and explain the bill. I'm sure all your Canadian listeners know that this is a bill that's not going to help any of us. It's just going to make, you know, a lot more restrictions. It's going to make your NDAA look like, I don't know, probably the same thing. It'll be grounds, because I know that there's some examples of, for example, that one gentleman, for example, was an Arab Canadian, and he wrote a text message to a coworker that this particular item that he has is going to blow the competition away. This person was sent in to the I don't know, I guess our CSIS or our CIA or whatever it may be, and he was questioned for a whole day because of the fact that he used blown away as a text. So I mean
we've seen that before with our own top-notch security forces getting some people that were coming in this country from England, and they were talking about how they were going to go dig up Marilyn Monroe and in L.A., and they were just joking, but of course they took that seriously and eventually threw those people out of the country, wouldn't let them in. Or so, yeah, there's all kinds of, as we pointed out before, social media, as Julian Assange said, it's having all of your friends wearing a wire for the government, and they will take what you say and take it out of context. Many times that's malicious. Many times that is just idiotic, as you just pointed out. So C-51 is some kind of a purported anti-terrorism bill or a state security bill that gives them broad police powers, let me guess.
Basically, the front. That's the front that they want to do.
I mean,
they want to front it and make it look like it's terrorism.
Yes.
I mean, they had this false flag where this one, guy that was drugged up went and shot a guy that was, that was holding post in our parliament area, and then he went into the parliament, the building, and everybody miraculously was basically stationed in the perfect position when the guy walked in, and then all of a sudden this 70-year-old man made this James Bond move where he jumped around, and it was just, all you can tell, it was a false flag. And now this is the results. I mean, you guys had your 9/11, obviously.
a word out, a shout out there to people in Canada. Look out for C-51 as a possibly a front, as they are constantly using this to take your freedoms. Thank you, Slim, for giving us that heads up. Let's go to David in California. David, you said you wanted to talk about Barrett Brown. We mentioned earlier that his emails have been shut down inside of prison. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to pose a question to you in the audience. I was wondering if anyone has considered that Bob Beckel, who was who Barrett Brown was quoting, has been considered an agent, since they claim that an agent was threatened by Barrett Brown's tweet.
That's a good point. If they're saying that an agent was threatened by that, then was it Bob Beckel who was the agent? Well, clearly we know that Fox News is an agent for the federal government. I mean, if you don't understand that, you haven't been paying attention. I mean, they will take the government line on, or the corporate line on, whatever is necessary. Just as Megyn Kelly said, yeah, we want Big Brother when it comes to certain things, when it comes to things that are pocketbook issues for News Corp. But of course, they will also spin and twist and misrepresent things like the exposure of Jade Helm, saying that we had said that it was some secret document that only we had access to. We never said that. We also never said that they were going to go live with it. Many people are concerned about that. We should always understand that that's a possibility. Personally, I don't think it will happen with the very first one if people stay alert about it, if it stays in the news. But you always have to understand that that's a possibility. I think it is an inevitability that something like that will happen if we don't stop the inexorable, or the continuous. It isn't inexorable. We can stop it, but it is continuing down this path of a police state, and they are going to use it to round up dissidents in this country and in other countries, and we should be opposed to it, even if they're doing that type of thing that they did in Fort Lauderdale and other countries. Well, that's it for our news. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news.